Bienvenidos to the 5050, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
En este episodio estamos hablando de lo que es la segunda vacuna of the COVID-19. Man, we're going to be telling you what our experience was. Everybody seems to be so scared of the second dose. Did we make it? Did we make it, babe?
Who knows?
Who knows? Así que you're going to have to find out. What does it mean moving forward? Así que all this and more
coming up.
Again, bienvenidos to the 5050, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
That's right, the Spanglish podcast donde somos de aquí y somos de allá, o sea, pues the 5050. Y ya habíamos hablado not the episode before, pero la conversación anterior de que we got our first vaccine, our first dose of...
It was a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago, and we both got the Moderna vaccine, ¿verdad? Which I'm glad we both did, because apparently Pfizer is a whole show to even get scheduled. Apparently Pfizer is like non-existent in our area. So there's a lot of people who had the first Pfizer vaccine and we're just kind of scrambling on when to even get the second one. Así que...
Very unorganized.
Very unorganized overall. It's just been one free-for-all when it comes to these vaccines, man. ¿Sabes qué? Yo me imaginaba que iba a haber misinformation about las vacunas en general. Pero I never expected for there to be misinformation on how to even get it, how to even acquire it. Así que it's been an interesting ride. Pero now that we got the first vaccine, we made it. For those who were wondering about the, you know, efecto de eso, like, I think overall we didn't feel, I think it just felt sore from the arm from the first vaccine. That's it. In your case, te sentías un poco cansada, pero no mucho fuera de eso, right?
No, just tired.
That's it.
I slept a lot.
Yeah, that was mostly it. I think, our families también, you know, my sister got vaccinated, my parents got vaccinated, your parents got vaccinated, and it's been pretty straightforward. Yeah. So I'm glad about that. Pero cuando venía la segunda vacuna, I would hear so many horror stories about that one. I felt de que la gente estaba enferma, and we always hear that concern, de que, oh, la segunda te va a enfermar mucho, eh? Ten cuidado con esa. And I'm just thinking... Okay, sí, tal vez te vaya a dar un poco de calentura, tal vez te dé un poco de náusea, pero We kind of expect that, don't you? Like, this is...
I mean, la gente se queja de que they get the flu shot y ¿pa' qué me la pusieron si me enfermé? Like, they don't understand what it is to get vaccinated in the first place, so they kind of want to scare you.
This is a normal reaction of your body.
It's like your body wasn't protected against that one strand. Congratulations, now you are.
Yeah,
it's you're
like
welcome.
It's like, oh, okay, is this it? It's like, yes, this is it. So your body goes, okay, cool, now I know how to recognize it for next time.
Exactly. And si no te enfermases from like the flu, it was because your body recognized it.
Or at the very least was able to fight it off effectively.
Exactly.
And that's fine. And we know that COVID, you know, la gran mayoría of people were going to be mildly affected, pero... It did a lot of damage them into a lot of other people's. This virus is weird, bro. We don't understand the full complexity of it.
Yeah.
All I know is que le afecta a cada persona diferente. And cuando yo escuchaba personas diciendo, ay, pues tengo miedo de la segunda vacuna porque no me quiero enfermar, I would always kind of ask them, like, okay, well, what's the alternative? Like,
exactly.
The alternative is COVID. And we don't know what that one's going to look like.
You might not live through that.
That, you know, you want to roll the dice with it? If you want to roll the dice with it, you are more than welcome to. All I know is that I don't.
Yeah.
Yo no más sé que
and everyone,
caso.
It's everyone's choice.
It is. Pero now that I am vaccinated, now I feel like, okay, si tú no lo quieres hacer, tú dale gas. Yo en mi caso, yo ya me siento protegido.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if that's not something that you can understand, cool. Doesn't matter to me anymore because now I am protected.
Mm-hmm.
Before the vaccine, you know, we stay at home. We wouldn't, you know, and now we'd stay right.
I want to stay home.
And, you know, okay.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I don't think it is. I really don't think it is. I think there's a lot of things que vamos a now going to have as our daily routine or as our new normal, como digamos, ¿verdad? Because
like, I don't want to step back into a Walmart. Like, no me llama la atención. Mm-hmm. You know, online pickup sucedió before COVID and it was like an option, pero como que no estábamos acostumbrados. So, you know, nomás entrábamos and I worked like right next to that Walmart.
Se los hacía más fácil,
so,
¿no?
Yeah, I was like, ah, pues I'll just pop in. But I didn't like going in. I didn't want, now it's so much quicker and we got, you know, a year.
We developed a routine.
Creo que la última vez que estuve en una Walmart fue en febrero del año pasado. And then I wanted to get the hang of online pickup because it just seems so much more convenient, you know?
Pero no podíamos tener una rutina.
Yeah, but it was just like, ay, se me olvidaba, o ay, by the time que me acordaba, ya no había spots, so I would go in.
There's this very interesting book called The Power of Routine, and I was reading it because I'm someone that struggles with routine. Y algo que decían que routines are so ingrained in us that even if something is convenient, we, you know, still fall to something that we already do mechanically.
Yeah.
So it's hard to start a new routine, pero things that activate or promote the ability or opportunity to create a new routine are major life events. Por ejemplo, one of the big things that they do, and this is something that I learned in the book and I found it so fascinating. Did you know that when a mom is going to have a baby, that major life event can then create new routines when it comes to purchasing? So what do big companies like Target do? They follow an algorithm that know, oh, this person is most likely pregnant. So they start sending you ads and they start sending in specifically to you towards baby products, towards moms, towards maternity clothes, towards everything, because they want you to start buying from Target. If you can buy from Target, they'll have you for life, essentially. ¿Verdad?
Yeah.
Because you now established a new routine. Well, in a very similar sense with COVID, it was a major life event para muchos de nosotros, and it made us...
No, for everyone.
You know, para nosotros y para muchos, and it made us go into more of like, okay, let's do pickups.
Contactless.
Let's do contactless options. Let's do delivery, grocery deliveries. Yeah. Let's do curbside pickups on a lot of things that we buy.
Yeah, and it was just, I don't know if it's my social anxiety. It probably is, right? O sea, I was so happy cuando... empezaron como like the your personal checkout. So then I didn't have to have like
contact with human beings.
Yeah. Especially cuando vas tú conmigo, like tú le sacas plática a todo mundo and I just want to get out and back home so I can cook and we can have dinner and we can go about our night. Pero tú duras como 2 horas en la Walmart, saludando a todo mundo, people you don't even know, people you don't recognize, people who know you but you don't know who they are. And then you have like this whole conversation about like going to the river with them sometime. And then llegamos a la cajera and it was like, me acuerdo que mi mamá me decía, el Jesse es un volado. ¿Te quieres casar con él? El Jesse es un volado. Like, mira cómo le habla la cajera. I'm like, he just asked her how she's doing.
Yeah, how's she doing?
And you actually make like a point to ask them like, que si ya se van a, ya se les acabó su turno, que, you know, hang in there, Bob, kind of thing. Yeah. And it was just like,
well, they're people.
Yeah, but I just don't. I just rather do it myself and get out. So I really like the self-checkout. And then the whole online thing, it's like,
it's really solidified.
They even sign for you because it's contactless.
Yeah, they even sign for
and
you.
And it's like, yeah, great. Muchacho, you know, load it up on my trunk. Thanks. I'll give you a nice review.
Yeah.
Peace out. I am literally there for minutes.
You know what? Even after a full vaccination immunity comes through or whatever after the second dose, I don't see myself going back to stores así como this. Yeah, this
I do enjoy a Sam's though. I don't know what it is about Sam's.
It's different.
La Sam's me gusta.
Yeah.
Siento como que no one's up in my grill, right? Everybody's like spread out. It's big. There's so much to look at. I don't know. Desde chamaca, I've always loved Sam's.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Now tenemos la opción. If we have the choice for pickup and we don't want to deal with the store, we won't. Pero si nos gusta, we will. Así que that's been a great thing. And okay, let's cut right then to it regarding the second vaccine. We got it. Now, the first vaccine.
Whoop, there it is.
The first vaccine era un circo, era un show. It was a whole episode on itself. You know, y si no,
pues para ti.
Si no lo han escuchado, vayan y vean, ¿verdad? First dose de la vacuna para que vean el party que se armó allá en San Luis. The second one, I actually got it here in Somerton. And
a ver, ¿cómo te fue?
Muy eficaz, muy straightforward, none of the fun, all the professionalism. Y
sad.
I appreciate the professionalism, but I'm kind of sad de que no hubo el ambiente que hubo en el otro.
No llegó el paletero.
No llegó el paletero, no llegó nada.
No había música.
No había música. Les hice, like, lo único que sí hice, this was my first ever drive-through vaccine experience.
Oh, no te bajaste.
No me bajé. Cierto. Todo fue, like, ahí mismo en el carro. So, when I pulled up, I was like, yeah, I'll take the number 3 with extra fries to go. Like, eso fue lo único. Y la morra se me quedó viendo como que, like...
Cállate. It's too early for this.
Sí, dude.
¿Qué horas eran? ¿Era temprano?
Era las 7 de la mañana.
Her shift just started.
Y yo así como que like, hey, ¿qué pasó? I'll take some fries with that shake, you know? And she's like looking at me like, sir, this is not a Wendy's. I am not here to entertain you. Sí. Just,
a lo que viniste, viniste. Sí. ¿Y había fila?
Había un poco de fila, but I honestly did like 15 minutes en la fila.
Okay.
It was in and out like Jack in the Box and
nomás te pidieron tu
Chick-fil-A
tarjetita
de ella. And In-N-Out would have been proud of how fast this drive-thru was going.
Efficient, okay.
Very, very efficient.
Well, there's only one thing.
Yeah, there's only one thing on the menu. Es más, ni curita me dio la doña. Ni curita me dio. She was just like, shot, blam, vámonos. Next.
Dude, I've seen like people have gotten like paletas and stickers. Like, I got vaccinated. I'm like, that's cute.
Whole thing. And like, they put it on social media and they're promoting it to others. Yo así como que like, next. Oh, pues, discúlpenme.
Yeah.
Pero pues bueno. Now we had to wait for the side effects. Side effects may include, you know, yeah, the list of side
effects. So you got vaccinated bien temprano ese día.
¿Y tú?
Y yo fui como a las casi mediodía, me pusieron la mía en la Walgreens. I went back. Porque Walgreens, has de saber, es más eficaz que la Albertsons Pharmacy.
Albertsons Pharmacy.
I'm mad at Albertsons Pharmacy, guys.
I'm sorry if everybody has been going through difficulties with Albertsons Pharmacy. Like, the whole Pfizer fiasco empezó de ahí. Así que, Albertsons, get your stuff together.
La Walgreens, en cuanto hicimos la primera cita, te pone la segunda cita de acuerdo a las semanas, you know, apropiadas de la vacuna que te pusieron. So yo no tenía que andar como like scrambling to set up my second appointment. It was just so nice. I didn't have to think about that. So fui a couple hours after you y no me tocó el mismo pharmacist, which I was sad porque el primero que me tocó was really nice. Este también estaba nice.
Otro, sí, estaba más seco este que el otro.
Sí, un poquito, pero también fue nice. Me dijo como cómo le fue a él, pero pues a la última hora, you know, cada cuerpo es diferente. Él sí me dijo, like, I took 2 days off of work. Y ya le dije, pues, que no, yo no trabajaba. He's like, oh, good, like, just plan, you know, according to. Y la cosa es que we knew, nosotros sabíamos la fecha desde muy temprano, like, right after we got our first dose. We knew when we had to go back. And for some reason, you decided to have, like, a super busy day. The next day. The day of the day of our vaccine.
Yeah.
Y yo así como que, like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we should have planned to stay low.
I wasn't really, like, in those plans. You were just kind of like, this is what we're doing this day.
I know. Yes, lo que digo, like, we should have, even though we weren't scared of the side effects, we knew that to expect them. ¿Verdad?
Oh, sí, sí.
Expect them. Pero... Mm-hmm. Jesse being Jesse, o sea, you know, yo me puse a trabajar y chambear with the projects that we've done. And speaking of the projects that we've done, let me do a little quick paying the bills here portion. So this episode is brought to you by the 5050 Media. Now, the 5050 Media, you know, that's something, a small business that Jessica and I are doing. And thanks so much for those who have helped us out with, you know, projects and, you know, orders and services that we provided to you guys. We are here to provide content for businesses. If you have a business, we believe that you have an audience. And what better way than, you know, to engage with your audience than with some good quality content, ya sea un podcast, ya sea, you know, commercial photography or videography. You know, we are here to help. We did a cool project and we did a photo shoot with an RV park. We done a video with a nonprofit organization. And now we're doing also a video with, you know, a local real estate company. So it's been great. You know, it's been a lot of fun. And for those who are looking for, you know, affordable quality services supporting the small business como nosotros, we appreciate you guys. So check out the 5050.com, T-H-E-50-F-I-F-T-Y.com. And, you know, you'll be able to see the services that we provide and go ahead and schedule a free consultation con nosotros. We sit down, listen to what your needs are and try to find a quick, easy, affordable solution para ustedes. Así que back to that. So eso es lo que era. Basically, nosotros agarramos la vacuna, pero instead of planning a chill portion, I said I need to go and shoot these multiple projects like ASAP. So it was Thursday and Friday that we had multiple shoots.
See, so Thursday, yo llegué, and you were like, let's go. We have to be there in half an hour, not even half an hour. You're running late. And I was like, bro, I'm not going to go.
Yeah.
Like,
I just got the vaccine.
We had meeting that night, and I was like, I want to be okay for the meeting. Like, if this starts to happen now, you know, I was preparing like hours after iba a empezar yo síntoma. Like, like, you know, a las 11 de la mañana, casi mediodía. Yeah. So let's say noon. Noon me la pusieron, right?
Sí.
And so then, ya para las 2, 3, 4 de la tarde, I was like, nah, dude, like, I'm going to be home. I'm going to stay home. How do you feel? And you're like, I'm fine. And I was like, okay, but like, we don't have the same organism, you know?
No, we don't.
So tú te fuiste, and I was just kind of like here at the house. I was prepping, you know, and I was like taking it easy. Y nada. Yeah, no symptoms.
You felt fine.
I was fine.
Same thing on my end. I was out there working y eso, and I felt fine.
Yeah. Hasta vino la Gloria y me dejó huevos ese día.
Oh.
I remember, and I was, she saw my curita. A mí sí me pusieron curita. Me la pusieron al revés, so it was like Walgreens instead of Walgreens. Pero she's like, ¿cómo te sientes? I was like, I'm fine. Pero vas a ver que en cuanto empiece la reunión, I'm going to start feeling something, and I'm not going to be able to focus.
Yeah.
Y no, we were fine. The meeting started. Fine. Everything was good. Y ya después, we were watching TV, y ya fue cuando empecé. I was like 10
p.m., yeah.
10-ish.
I think in my case, yo cuando, like, después de que hice the video project that I did, I still had an interview with the student that we're going to interview for the college that he's applying for. And I think shortly after that interview, right before the meeting started, I started to feel a little feverish.
Oh, sí, no me dijiste.
Yo me sentía poquito feverish. Ya en la noche, cuando tú, because you, by 10 p.m., you were telling me, I don't feel so good.
I was like, chills, y así como que ya no aguanto.
Yeah.
I need to lay down. Pero pues ya era hora, pues, también de irnos a dormir. Yeah. So, y yo no quise tomarme nada.
Yeah, I know, you want to, like, let your body do
no the sé same. Is this a Mexican thing? Ustedes díganme, pero mi mamá, siempre que íbamos a vacunarnos, nos daba un Tylenol before, a Tylenol after, a Tylenol every other hour. Y yo no quise hacer eso. And I remember her, like, telling me that I should. And I was like, okay, pues that's you, but this is me. This is my decision, and I don't want to.
I want to give my body
a fighting chance. I have a really weak immune system. I'm like, no, I need to let it do its thing.
That's what the CDC recommends.
For as long as I can handle it.
The CDC recommienda de que no te tomes algo de anterior. To prevent the symptoms, let your symptoms ride out. And if you need it, sure. Tómate like some, you know, ibuprofen or some acetaminophen, whatever it is, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Así que.
So empecé con chills and como like achy, cuerpo cortado kind of thing.
You got really cold. Me dio mucho frío.
Me acuerdo que me pusiste mis fuzzy socks. Y it was all night.
Yeah.
All night estuve así.
No, you didn't know dormiste mucho, huh?
No, porque I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Era como, pues me empezó a dar calentura. Y I was kind of like in between just mentally, like, I can handle more. Or do I take something now? Y no estaba mirando el reloj, pero ya me levanté como a la 1 a.m.
That's when you call it quits, bro.
Empapada de sudor. Yeah. Just so uncomfortable. Yeah. Just like... feeling, no descansé, no sentía que estaba descansando, and I was like, yeah, estuvo. Y ya te levanté, and I was like, I need something.
Y cuando me levantaste tú,
were fine.
That's the thing, okay. Ya cuando me levantaste tú esa noche, I felt fine prior to, a little feverish, but like, no big deal. Cuando me levantaste como a la 1 a.m, I woke up and I was like, oh, estoy tengo náusea. I feel feverish, and now I feel nauseous. Órale. So, me tomé el medicamento. También yo, que di también para ti.
Popping pills.
Seated. Y luego, pues ahí, throughout the weekend, I think overall, it was just discomfort.
Sí.
Más
que eso.
It was discomfort.
So then, okay, llegan las 6 a.m, and we have to be at a job at 7:30 in Foothills.
Yeah.
Which is like a 40-minute drive from us.
Like a bad night's sleep. Nausea.
So... Así, todos con síntomas. El Jesse, según,
Tiredness.
fine, fine, fine. Yo no había dormido muy bien.
I
Ya
think.
después que me tomé la whatever you gave me, what you gave me, Tylenol, I sí pude dormir, like, at least, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 hours. But then you were like, está bien, quédate, yo voy solo. And I'm like, ¿cómo vas a ir solo? O sea, first of all, it was a job of photography. And
Photography is like, you know what? I can do all the services, but Jessica's a lot better at photography than I am.
sí, como que I was like, no te voy a dejar solo en photography. You
Yeah.
know, it was overcast también. And we
It
were
was
supposed to be
overcast.
shooting like a pool scenario.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, So I was like, no, I'm gonna go with you. So me hice la fuerte. I took more medication. Y así como que, like, ah, nada pasa, estás bien, tú puedes.
And I was having some dopamine rush because I like doing this type of job, so I was
Yeah.
feeling good about myself. I was happy.
Sí.
Todo bien, no hay problema.
Vamos.
Estás.
Nos fuimos. Y sí, like, the medication did do its thing for a couple hours
Sí.
porque sí me sentí fine. Yeah, aparte que I was just like, I have felt worse. When I have like my autoimmune flares up, I feel worse.
Sí,
So
so this is light work, bro.
I was like,
Light work, dale gas, no
this
worries.
isn't gonna kill me.
Sas.
We can do this. Y fuimos, we had fun, we shot the shots and
Yeah.
we went for breakfast porque pues vaccinated,
Yeah.
you know. It was still outside.
Sí. Que la gente sepa.
Sí. So fuimos a agarrar coffee and stuff. And then cuando nos sentamos and we finally were like, my brain was kind of like, okay, like you did it, yay. Here, íbamos a comer. Es cuando empecé like a cabecear and I was like leaning on the table. And Jesse was like, just eat y nos vamos. And I'm like, sas. So when we got home como a la una, bro,
You knocked out,
I
dude.
died. I was like, why did I do this, man? So I laid down and I was just, otra vez empecé con la calentura, empecé with the sweats, empecé with the chills,
Yeah.
and basically all of that day, I just no hice nada.
Till 8 p.m. It wasn't for the fact that my mom and dad, okay.
I see,
Thank you so much,
bendita.
mom. Thank you so much, dad. Les
I
hablamos. And
have
we're
the
like,
best in-laws.
I was like, hey, you guys.
I have the best. I don't know about anybody else. I do.
I was like, we don't feel so hot, so.
I mean, we feel hot.
Oh, yeah. Like, we don't feel so good, así que. And
Y
I'm
no
like.
queríamos comer como nada pesado. Sí, ahí nos entra lo mexicano. No
Sí,
queríamos
sí, sí,
comer
sí, sí.
nada pesado. Queríamos
Nos
como.
llegan nuestras roots latinas y queremos sopita, ¿verdad?
I wanted soup.
Pero queríamos sopita, and they're like, we'll bring you the pho, the Korean one, the Vietnamese one.
Wow.
And I was like,
How
oh,
you're
cool.
canceled, bro.
I know, I'm sorry. The Vietnamese pho,
Yeah.
and it was delicious. Sí, gota, más en la noche, but it hit right at home, dude.
I estaba comiendo y sudando.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And
Best thing.
but that was it, though. That
That was
was
it.
the scary horror stories que hemos
Yeah.
escuchado. That was it.
Y sabes que, like, I was thinking, I had not had a fever in so long that I felt like that's why I was more uncomfortable because I was like, oh my God, I haven't had the flu in like 3 years.
Right.
So I had forgotten what it was like. So I was just more uncomfortable and like I
Yeah.
can't do
Just
anything.
more uncomfortable and tired. That's
Yeah,
it,
I no puedo hacer, no puedo, ni, no lavé, no limpiamos, no hicimos nada. La casa estaba
I
tirada.
typically work the weekends, when I do like some type of
Sí, you're
project.
bu we're busier on the
We
weekend.
are busier on the weekends.
Yeah,
And you know,
our
with
Monday,
the
Tuesday feels like our weekend.
Yeah, like you know, with like service and the meetings and studies, and then of course the little projects. I think, like, yo, we just decided to just do the bare minimum. We just did the service and our meetings, and we
Yeah.
were there, and then that was it.
Yeah,
Like we
but
just,
we were not feeling it. So yeah.
but overall, like,
Yeah, para el domingo-ish, you know. Because we got vaccinated on a
creo que
Thursday.
cuando estábamos ya
We
al cien por
pushed through
ciento.
Friday, and then I feel like Sunday night I was okay.
Yeah, by lunes, all I felt was tired. That's it.
Como si nada.
Yeah.
Como si nada.
Yeah.
Ya siento como que ya es Saturday, like ya night se me quitó la calentura después de esa sopita, and me bañé, and I was like fine, but I was still tired. Y el domingo todavía, creo que porque no habíamos como dormido bien, me sentía tired. Pero
Now,
ya después de la noche, ya Monday morning, I was like, nada, como si nada.
Now, here's the legal disclaimer, para que no nos tengan su. This was our personal experience, okay?
We are not doctors.
We don't somos doctores y no le estamos diciendo a ustedes que no van a tener ningún síntoma.
Ni si que ustedes, se vayan a vacunar o no,
si
o sea, hagan lo que quieran.
Si ustedes ya tienen una historia of adverse reactions, like hardcore, like machine, then talk to your doctor, you know. But if you don't have a history of it, then just know that your symptoms may vary. Hay personas que sí se enfermaron. A lot of my coworkers were telling me there's some that was like out for like a week. They just felt oh, sick no. as a dog, you know. And entre ellos mismos echaban la bolita de que, ah, pues a ver cómo me va a mí, ¿verdad?
I you know, the people that I've talked to, like las más mayorcitas, nada. No symptoms.
No. Pero for some reason, I have people that we talk to that are younger.
Yeah.
We've seen symptoms. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting, you know, pero your symptoms may vary. If you've had your second vaccine, ¿cómo les ha ido a ustedes en cuanto a ello? Our experience was more uncomfort, inconvenience, lethargic. Cansados más que nada.
A slight fever. It wasn't like a...
Yeah.
Like a emergency... Go to the emergency room fever.
No, pero no. Nada. Pero that was ours. Así que si ustedes lo han agarrado, let us know. Like, you know, que fue su experiencia en cuanto a eso. And now that we're fully vaccinated, now that we are here and...
I know.
You know, my question is, ¿qué sigue después? What comes next after this? Now, before we say that, let me just say, cuando estaba pasando eso, not only are people like worried enough about this vaccine because salió bien rápido and because, you know, FDA emergency approval y todo eso. Sí. I'm not blind to the shortcomings of FDA and work in the medical field enough to know that, you know, they've done mistakes, machine y todo el show.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been a numbers person. The numbers have always shown and have made me and you and I feel comfortable that the benefits exceed the risks para nosotros personalmente.
Sí, yo, you know, I mean, do your own research, pero lo que yo leí, especially for people with an autoimmune disease, es como, there's not enough research to say how much COVID would have affected someone like with an autoimmune disease.
Yeah.
Entonces, so, like, la información que yo leí, it was like, the symptoms that you might get with the vaccine outweigh, you know, what could have potentially happened to someone with an autoimmune disease with an already compromised immune system. So
and I'll be completely upfront también, like if Johnson & Johnson was the only vaccine that we had available, it wouldn't have been my first choice because the other ones sound more effective even though it's uh-huh. two.
Yeah.
But I would have taken it. Y cuando pasó eso de que Johnson & Johnson vaccines were put on pause due to 6 blood clots. Sí. People were flipping out.
Gauss.
Ya ven, y les digo de las vacunas y eso. ¿Y saben qué? Okay. No es que no lo crea. Let's say that sí hubo blood clots. Pero people need to keep the same energy sometimes. Like, there's all kinds of medication that get blood clots and people are out there taking them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if your chances of getting a blood clot through a vaccine like Johnson & Johnson are literally 1 in 1,000,000, or let's even make it more drastic, 1 in 100,000, what about the birth control pills that your chances of getting a blood clot through them are 1 in 1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the outcry there? Like, you know, like I feel like every pharmaceutical company should be held accountable every step of the way.
Pues sí, pero ya somos la gente.
Pero la gente se asusta. Y no lo estoy diciendo para que tomen una decisión. Lo estoy diciendo para que digan.
Infórmense.
Don't flip out, man. Like, again, all the horror stories que escuchamos de esta
pero
second
pues ya,
dose.
Ya, ya se, Johnson & Johnson ya se, ¿cómo se dice?
Sí, they're back on the go.
No, I'm saying, but people don't trust it no more.
Eso sí.
Ya like, se quemaron.
Ya
pues.
Se quemaron con eso, you know? Pero I am happy to see that the numbers are going down mm-hmm. of COVID infections. You know, I'm happy to see that deaths are going down.
Yeah.
You know, it seems to look that way de que ahorita la vacuna has been doing its job. And that people who were not going to get that sick in anyways are done with it, ¿verdad? Those who've been exposed and was just a mild inconvenience to them, they're moving forward. So I am really curious to see what does this mean para nosotros moving forward? Because, you know, ahora la gente está pensando, well, will there be boosters? Are we going to need boosters down the road?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, probably, you know, probably because of all these variants. And if you're mad about the variants, then we probably should have done a better job at containing the virus in the first place. That's why we wanted to contain it, para que no se haga mutate, para que no se haga,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but it has.
But now it has. Yeah. So, you know, what
we
what
still
is
have to be careful.
We still have to. Así que you and I are still going to be careful. Yes. You know, we've seen what the CDC has said.
I'm just happy that, like, in our closest bubble, mm-hmm. like our immediate family that live here in town that we want to see more often, they're all vaccinated.
Yeah.
Entonces, es kind of like, te sientes un poquito más como relaxed in the fact de que si los quieres ver, you know, están protegidos, especially the older ones in our family. So mm-hmm. that feels good to me.
It does.
Because it's not about me. It's about other people.
También. También. Pero in our case, yo personalmente, I look forward to one day traveling again. Mm-hmm. We love to travel.
Yeah.
Nos encanta hacer eso. We haven't traveled in over a year. And for us, that is crazy.
Yeah.
We are not that type of people. So nos hemos portado bien. But now let's see how this unfolds and see what possibilities for travel go, you know, and let's see how this ongoing pandemic continues to unfold. Hopefully for the better.
Hopefully.
Así que, if your case, si ustedes ya están vacunados, you know, ¿cómo se han sentido? How has your experience been? Have you been able to kind of, you know, more comfortably or more freely open up with your family and hang out with them? Have you been more comfortable in going, digamos, to like restaurants or, you know, stores? Are you guys making plans to travel? Is getting comfortable with that idea? We would like to know because we're kind of playing it by ear and taking it slow.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I don't know what I'm okay with. Yeah. But at the same time, you push me a lot because you're just like, remember, we're vaccinated. Remember this. Remember that. Like, but I think I'm just so used to, you know, staying indoors.
You've enjoyed this.
I'm not going to say I've enjoyed this because it sounds so bad.
You're an introvert, but I'm okay. Babe. You're an introvert. It's okay.
See, I'm okay. Like, I am looking forward to, like, going out and traveling, but with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, with you there, because that's something I enjoy with you.
I'm glad you enjoy being with me. Ajá. Me da gusto.
Sí. Pero así como andar en grupo, así enorme, like, making plans with, like, all kinds of people, kind of, you know, because sometimes we've wanted to go eat outdoors, and there's, like, a party of 15 people, you know what I'm saying? And different family members or friends, and I'm just like, I don't know, man. I think I still need smaller doses.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And
that's okay.
Yeah, I think for my own sanity.
I legit don't know if we're ever going to go back to 100% pre-COVID times. No lo sé.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man.
No lo sé.
And it's okay not to know. I feel like I think con el tiempo, like if I'm comfortable, you know, or things change in my own mind, then I'll you know. Obviamente si me ven acá fuera, no digan, y la Jessica dijo que no.
No, I'm just that's saying, not what we're saying. No.
Right now, I don't know, but of course things can change.
You're open to the change.
Yeah, it's just slowly.
Yeah, because we want to continue doing the things that we love. Absolutely. So now we feel like maybe there's a possible future where we get to do that.
Yeah. Así que. It's like I always told my students. We talk about, you know, la comida que te ayuda más. Y la comida que a lo mejor no te ayuda tanto. So that's like a sometimes food. And I'm like, if you see Miss Jessica having a burger, do not shame me for sí, having sí, a burger. Sí, 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 because sí. Once in a while, it's okay.
It's okay.
So don't shame me.
si te ven en Acapulco, but I, you know.
Yeah.
No. So let us know, everyone. We would like to know, you know, now if you're all moving forward, ¿verdad? Are you guys scoping it and kind of playing it by ear like we are? Or, you know, what is your overall experience as the
And kid? where are places that you might have been to or seen or heard of that seem pretty safe? Mm-hmm. I would like to know too.
Yeah,
what are hotels doing? What are resorts doing? What are restaurants doing? Because like, ever since I stopped working at the county, I don't even go on the Arizona Department of Health Services website. I don't even like think about that kind of whole thing. I just, you know, gyms and things like that. Like, I don't even, we should probably look that up.
Yeah, because we want to go back to a gym. We want to go back.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just things that we need to see all these new changes. Como dijiste.
That's exactly it. That's the chapter in our lives que estamos ahorita. Yeah. We've rode out the pandemic. Nos hemos cuidado. We've been vaccinated. Now we're fully immune.
We didn't get COVID.
Yeah, we didn't get sick. That's because we played it safe, you know, and we listened and we did our part and what we felt was right for us. Sí. Así que, you know, but now we're in the chapter de que, okay.
Now what?
Now what?
Now this is a now what part two.
Yeah, así se va a llamar this episodio. Second dose, now what? You know?
We have an episode of now what, though.
Well, we're going to mix them. This is a fusion of now what. Y como siempre, everybody, muchas gracias a todos and thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
And that was it para nuestro episodio of the 50-50, the Spanglish podcast, donde somos de aquí y somos de allá. And, you know, if you guys are listening, chances are que ustedes también. Así que, you know, second dose, done, listos,
done.
We made it. Ya estuvo.
We survived it.
Let's
for
go,
now.
Let's go party. Let's go, no. on a, let's go on a cruise. Let's, like, you know.
Do you know I wouldn't even go on a cruise even go. If there wasn't
yes,
a pandemic.
It. You, like, that is, you're so the most anti-cruise person I've ever met in my life. Mm-mm. Don't get you near any body of water. That's not your jam. You're not about that life.
Leave me on the sand.
Sand is good.
So, Eske, this is the thing. You need to travel. Everybody needs to travel with someone who doesn't like the ocean. I mean, I appreciate the ocean. I think it's beautiful. Mil respetos to the ocean. I just admire you from afar.
See.
Everybody needs to travel with someone who does not enjoy aquatic adventures.
I think it's very, yeah.
Due to the fact that, que, bro, déjame tu, see? Déjame la cámara, déjame tus chanclas,
exactly.
Déjenme los sunglasses, leave me your purses, leave me your child.
Yeah.
I will take care of everything that needs to take care of on the sand.
Having your
you
own,
enjoy, yeah. Go dip your toes, see. Nada, you know, ahogate, vete, tú vete.
100%.
I'll stay here.
Having your own personal locker human is the best thing in the world, you
bro.
Guys. Yeah, it's best.
I'm the best.
Yeah, it is, it is, it is. But you know, I'm ready, dude. Like, let's organize. I'm going to organize a group hug session. I'm going to put it on Facebook
what?
Live. And everybody who's vaccinated is going to come in and we're all going to group hug each other.
I don't want to do that.
For 35 minutes.
What? I don't want to do that. I am okay. See, por si, when I hugged my dad, it was more of like a side tap tap. Oh, okay.
I'm a hugger though.
Yeah, you are. You
so
are.
I am. Te imaginas if I organize this crazy huge event where like 500 people show up and all we do is just hug it out for 35 minutes.
Just, well, isn't that what India did? And look at
well, yeah, but they did it without the vaccines, you know? So,
look at that.
Fully vaccinated people. Only,
ah,
fully
only.
Vaccinated people.
You need
only.
To bring your card to
watch
verify.
Watch me get all super controversial. Like, yeah, you need to bring your card because the government tells you, and then all the conspiracy theories are going.
Ay, Jesse.
No. You know, we're just happy. We're just happy to now be in the chapter of the que, okay, que sigue después para nosotros.
I wouldn't mind going to the beach. It's the al aire libre.
Let's
we're vaccinated.
See.
We're 2 hours from San Diego.
Those are our maybe plans. What are your guys' maybe plans? You know, we will look forward to que nos van a decir ustedes, whether it's going to be on Instagram or on our website. And speaking of which, right, check out our website, the50fifty.com. That is the50fifty.com. There you can book a free consultation con nosotros. If you need some media content services, estamos aquí para ayudarnos. Or you can check out our blog, you can check out our podcast, and also check out our Instagram, the.50fifty, the.5050. We're very active there. We're very active in our stories. Leave us a DM because that's what our fans do, apparently. They don't comment on our posts, pero siempre nos mandan mensajes privadamente, ¿verdad? Así que we've learned to love it. We've learned to accept it.
Está bien que les demos vergüenza.
Sí, yes,
Blanca
yes.
comments on our
she is an OG.
Website.
She goes to our website.
She goes to the source, man.
Sí, bro. True fan, La Blanca, eh? Así que
thank
much
you.
Love to you and much love to everybody who, like, you know, has been supporting us in our shenanigans every step of the way and has even grown to a little business. Así que we're happy. Muchas gracias por siempre escuchar. And thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.